Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, September 17th, 2013. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voanews.com.
Among our top stories this evening:
President Robert Mugabe says his government is ready to engage countries in the West that impose sanctions on him, members of his inner circle, and a number of companies.
We indeed stand ready to work even with those who before were at odds with us, our detractors. On the other hand, Zimbabwe will continue to demand the immediate and unconditional removal of the illegal sanctions.
Lawmakers from the MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai boycott the official opening of Parliament by President Mugabe today in protest of the July 31 election results.
This is a very eloquent statement that they are still troubled by the fact that they were boycotted by the people of Zimbabwe when ZANU-PF got a resounding and emphatic mandate.
And the European Union removes Zimbabwe Mining Development Corporation for the regional bloc sanctions list.
President Robert Mugabe officially opened the 8th Parliament of Zimbabwe today, saying his government is ready to engage countries that have previously imposed sanctions on him, members of his inner circle, and a number of companies. Ivan Chifera has details from the capital.
President Mugabe, who has been isolated from the international community, the West in particular, for more than 10 years, said Zimbabwe is ready to work with all progressive members of the global community. Mr. Mugabe said sanctions imposed on Zimbabwe must be removed unconditionally. He spoke as the EU agreed to lift sanctions on the Zimbabwe Mining Development Corporation today. EU Foreign Affairs spokesman Michael Mann said EU governments had carried out a review of the ZMDC's inclusion on the regional bloc's sanctions list and, quote, began the process of delisting the ZMDC. Belgium, the center of global diamond trade, pushed for the policy change following an earlier agreement which Britain had been reneging on. The removal of the ZMDC from the list boosts Mr. Mugabe's ZANU-PF party, which has been calling for the lifting of the so-called targeted measures imposed in 2002 over alleged vote rigging and rights abuses.
We indeed stand ready to work even with those who before were at odds with us, our detractors. On the other hand, Zimbabwe will continue to demand the immediate and unconditional removal of the illegal sanctions imposed by some Western arrogant countries.
Mr. Mugabe said he will fight corruption, adding his government will intensify the indigenization process to ensure Zimbabweans are significant players in the economy.
Implementation of the country's indigenization and economic empowerment laws is to be pursued with renewed vigor. This is in order to ensure that our people become significant stakeholders and not mere bystanders in the running of the national economy.
The president said government has established the Zimbabwe Public Service Investment Trust to ensure public servants' participation in the indigenization program.
Indigenization and empowerment legislation will be reviewed and strengthened during this session. In addition, a monitoring and evaluation mechanism will be put in place to ensure the proper management of community share ownership trusts. Furthermore, following extensive consultations with representatives of the public service, APEX, and civil service groups, the Zimbabwe Public Service Investment Trust was established. The trust is the primary vehicle by which members of the public service will collectively participate in the government's indigenization and economic empowerment program.
Mr. Mugabe said, among other issues, the first session of the 8th Parliament will pass legislation that will deal with lawmakers that abuse the Constituents Development Fund.
To engender transparency and accountability in the handling of the resources, a Constituency Development Fund bill shall be tabled in Parliament during this session. Members of this new Parliament should take note that the law will descend heavily on all those who will abuse the fund.
He said government will transform parastatals into profit-making and transparent entities, adding management will now be required to sign performance-based contracts. Mr. Mugabe said his government will fight corruption and members of the Anti-Corruption Commission will have to declare their assets to ensure graft is rooted out of both private and public entities. Some of the bills that Parliament will deliberate on include the Land Commission Bill, the Border Post Authority Bill, Public-Private Partnership Bill, and the Sovereignty Wealth Fund Bill. Parliament was officially opened amid pomp and fanfare that included a police-mounted escort for the presidential limousine, a military parade, inspection of the Guard of Honor, and an Air Force flypast. Reporting for Studio 7 from the capital, this is Ivan Chifera.